Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Definitely going to need to step up in the absence of Nick Bosa, but I'll say this, like, you don't win these games without the defense playing the way they have these last 3 weeks. So now it's incumbent, I think, on the offense to pick up your defense going forward. Now, if Brock Purdy, again, you mentioned the franchise guy, if he plays this week, I'm expecting Brock, you know, he might be a little rusty early on, but I'm expecting him to have that connection with Pearsall again. It was a short one, but it was a good one. What, four receptions in game one well, against the Seahawks up in Seattle?
I want that
Purdy to Pearsall connection to be what I've seen with Mac Jones and Pearsall these last 2 weeks.
What's going to happen Monday? I know what's going to happen.
What, where are you?
I know exactly where I'm going. You just said it. You set the bar high with Brock Purdy. So if he struggles a little bit, coming off of those two Mac Jones performances, I already know what the dialogue will be on Monday. I actually know what the dialogue will be Sunday night.
What?
So just say it. Mac Jones would have won that game. It's already happening.
No, who's saying that?
Come on. Don't play dumb.
No, seriously.
You know what time it is, man. It's Sports Talk Radio. If Brock Purdy struggles a little bit, because the way you said it, I'm expecting Brock.
Well,
and the fans, I know there's low-level fans out there who will say, oh, man, just bench Brock, even though he's got $250 million in the bank for Mac Jones. We already know what's going to happen around here with Brock Purdy.
Look, can I ask you a question? And, like, we all agree Brock is better than Mac. That's not the question, though. I think the question is for Shanahan, and Shanahan's...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This team-building philosophy... Like, do you really, after a couple of weeks, think that Mac is $40+ million a year worse than Brock Purdy? Like, that, I think that's a fair question. I'm not saying that they're not, like I want Brock as the quarterback, but when you do these, like, evaluations.
I'll answer it like this.
They made the evaluation. Eric Armstead was not worth $22 million as a defensive
lineman. I'll answer it like this. If Mac Jones was starting quarterback coming into the year and everything was the same, Could Mac Jones lead this team to an NFC title game?
Well, you would have had extra money to spread around the rest of the team, so it's tough to know.
I think that's
how I do the evaluation. All right,
well, let's not do the evaluation. If Mac Jones would get into $53 million or whatever it is that Brock Purdy's getting.
Yeah, I wouldn't have paid him $53
million. Okay.
I think Purdy earned a pay grade. He clearly earned an extension.
All right, let me say this then. Do you have confidence that Mac Jones could lead this team deep into the playoffs?
On his salary and Purdy still on his, like, I don't know about that. I don't know. I had my questions on Brock making what he was making coming into this year with all the dead money that they had, whether they could go on a deep run. I still thought they could win the division.
My point is, we've seen Brock lead his team deep in the waters in playoff games and win playoff games in the fourth quarter where he had to make a play. So that's why I would just pump the brakes on just, hey, Mac Jones, whether he's $30 million better, $40 million better, he's a better quarterback. And you feel better about the system when Brock Purdy's running it at a high level. And the key difference, which is going to help moving forward when you play against the Rams, when you play against Tampa, when you play against these teams that have elite defensive lines, the mobility of Brock Purdy is going to come into play. Where Mac Jones, at times, he's a statue back there. And statuesque quarterbacks in this league, yeah, they have a shelf life right now. You have to be able to escape the pocket at times and make plays with their feet, which I don't know Mac Jones can do consistently. He's a good quarterback in the pocket, but what happens when he gets moved off his spot?
It is interesting how much they've thrown the ball, though, the last 2 weeks. And now, is that more of a product?
Well, again, teams are selling out to stop.
They went three and out twice to start the game. And so you're trying to, like, move the ball a little. I don't know. I'm not so worried about the overall numbers of how many times you drop back. It's the flow of the game. And where are you at? So, for example, they started throwing, like, halfway through the second quarter. Like, that's when they started throwing. I think McCaffrey had four rushes in the first half?
Yeah, like five carries for like 5 yards.
Because they didn't have time to have a sustained drive. They had 8 minutes of time possession.
And this is the Bill Walsh philosophy, Spadoni. You have to throw the ball sometimes and loosen up that defense to start running the football.
Yeah.
And the Saints, when Mac Jones came out and threw the ball 3 times, you're thinking like, damn, what is Shanahan doing? Oh, wait, the Saints are hovering with 6 and 7 guys around the line of scrimmage saying, we're going to make Mac Jones beat us. And I think teams will live and die with that. They're going to say, we're going to make Mac Jones beat us. We don't care about the passing game right now. We're going to make you beat us. We're going to sell out to stop the run, and we're going to make this quarterback beat us. And so far, it's burned the Saints, and it's burned the Cardinals. Now, we'll see this week with the Jaguars and how they play it against Brock Purdy.
And obviously, he started his career, Mac Jones, with the Patriots. And what did those Patriots teams of McDaniels do all the time with Tom Brady? They just used a little intermediate passing game to basically supplement the run at times. And that's what they were doing with Christian McCaffrey. 10 receptions, 88 yards. Sometimes you just got to do that. Pick him apart. It's like, okay, you're going to stuff that up the middle. All right, well, Christian McCaffrey's still one of the best route runners in the NFL, even being a running back. So we'll use him in that way. And I expect a little bit more of the same going forward. But, can Connor Colby get better and better every week? Like, I've seen Mykel Williams. Like, I've seen some of these young defenders.
I thought Colby struggled last week.
He did. No, he wasn't. I guess he's playing hurt.
He got the groin injury.
Yeah, Shanahan was saying, like, he was just happy that he gutted it out. I was like, that doesn't make me feel good.
I do think when you get DeMarcus Robinson back, like, now here's where I wonder, and I want them to do this. You got 22 snaps from Juice on Sunday. He only played the 10 the week before. I wonder if they're going to go more 3 wide receiver sets to try to get that nickel onto the field, to try to run the ball a little more this week in contrast to the last couple of weeks, and go with that one tight end, one running back with the 3 receivers.
Yep.
I just, there's too many guys on the line of scrimmage right now, and I think they're smartly doing a lot of small, short check down stuff and dropping back because you're just running into a brick wall.
And all the injuries, how much can you run your full arsenal? How much can you open up the playbook? There was a couple runs. There was one run I remember vividly. Mark Sanchez went back and they reviewed it. It's one of McCaffrey's better runs of the day. I believe there was 4 wide receivers out there.
Mm.
It was spread
was
out. There's no tight
delay?
End. It wasn't a delay. They had, I forget the play. I just watched it last night.
They moved him to the left and just gave him like almost like a fullback carry from back in the day, the old pro set. And it was a nice little like 3 or 4 yard run.
I forget the play. I'd have to go back and look at it, but. They spread it out. They spread out the defense. They had a wide open set, 4 wide receivers, I believe. Maybe 3 wide receivers and a tight end. But to your point, you may have to run more 11 personnel. You may have to do that to loosen up to get the run game going. But that's a good thing. The run game hasn't gotten going yet, and you're sitting here 3-0 figuring out ways to win football games.
And they miss Kittle as a blocker. Mm.
And
as a schematic guy who just forces you to look at him and stay with him. on the play action stuff. So, like, I don't know, man. They really miss Kittle right now. You could weather the storm on Kittle for a couple weeks, but as each week goes on, well, I feel like you're feeling his absence more and more.
I think they'll miss him in the Rams game.
Oh,
Thursday Night Football.
No doubt.
That's a game where you probably will miss him, and that's going to, you know, quick turn. That's why this game on Sunday. You can go 4-0 in the first quarter
totally
of the season.
Totally agree.
The Rams game, yeah, you want to win a divisional game. You want to go down to SoFi and beat them. That's going to be a very hard game to win, knowing that Bosa's not there, what your pass rush look like. You're going against McVay. He knows how to scheme up against Saleh and his defense. That's a dangerous game, so you got to get this one on Sunday against the Jaguars.
Bonte Hill joining us in studio for the rest of the show, as he does each and every Tuesday at 8 o'clock. Sports Talk at 95% The Game is presented by Paramount+. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started.
By the way,
today.
Mike Evans out multiple weeks with a hamstring
hammy
injury.
He's getting older. There
this is why, okay, yeah. Like we were talking about in the pre-show meeting, this whole thing about like the schedule, it's the weakest. You don't know who's who week to week. Like right now, Chicago had a huge win. If I asked you about Chicago a week ago, you thought they sucked. Now we think that they're humming, right? Like, we can't do that. They have the easiest schedule. Right now, the Niners, the team we thought was going to go down to SoFi, is a fraction of the team that we prepared to have against them when the schedules came out in April. You've got to go just go week to week, see who you have, see who they are,
it's lazy.
How they're playing.
It's lazy. Like, I bet you a lot of people, like, when I looked at the Cleveland-Green Bay game last week, you know, I'm in these survivor pools, and I'm looking at Green Bay. I was like, you know what? I'm not going to touch that. That's a dangerous game. It's early. It's Cleveland. They have a really good defense. Green Bay's got some injuries. I'm going to leave that one alone. And a lot of people probably took Green Bay -7.5, -6.5, whatever spread you got it at. And they end up losing a football game. All right? I bet you a lot of people said, oh, Green Bay going to Cleveland. Yeah, let's. A lot of people got knocked out of the survivor pool. A lot of these games.
So you
know,
put
Tampa
Cleveland?
Bay. No, I stayed away from
that
game.
Okay, I was hoping that.
I ended up taking Kansas City because I was like, there's no chance the Chiefs are going 0-3. They're going to win that football game. It's going to take Seattle against the Saints.
Oh, my God.
Russ is back.
Pulled a Derek Carr, threw it out of the end zone, fourth down.
My point is, you look at the Jets and Tampa Bay. Like, the whole schedule talk is so damn lazy. There's no nuance to it. And people do it over and over and over again. Oh, the schedule. They shouldn't win these games. The schedule's easy. Well, you got dudes who've never played in the NFL before. Stout has played his first three games in the league. Marquise Eagle, first three games in the league. Mykel Williams, Alfred Collins, CJ West. D. Winters has never played at this level in the NFL before. He's never gotten run. It's his first go-round at linebacker. So this whole damn, the schedule talk is just, we've got just so, as sports fans, we need better.
Well, and then
Better conversation.
We dismiss teams, like for example, New Orleans. They stink. They're no good. Well, early in the year, they're not convinced they stink. You have a lot of guys
who don't know they suck yet. No, seriously.
They should have beat the Cardinals in week one. They had the Niners on. Niners had to struggle to win that game.
They got coaches that make tons of money.
Right.
They got guys who drive big cars and have nice watches and make lots of money, too. Like, if you don't think they're ready to go, you're tripping.
I think a great example is the Falcons, who I actually thought were looking a little decent. Like, Michael Penix, okay. Left a lot on the table against the Vikings and J.J. McCarthy. Their defense looked good. Got shut out, and Kirk Cousins had to come in against the Carolina Panthers, who I don't think anyone thinks is they are an amazing team. Like
I didn't see that coming.
No, I didn't see that coming.
Not at all. 30-0.
That was crazy.
I thought it would be a close game, but 30-0.
Division games.
Games are different,
there
man. They're different.
There you go.
And I didn't coin it. It's just some of you guys around here need to be reminded of that because sometimes you'll play. No, I've done so many shows with so many hosts where they're like, oh, man, they're going to go up to Seattle and just blow them out. It's like, wait, what a minute.
Great point.
Wait a minute.
well, Carter just got me a great point. And we'll see what this team looks like in a couple months. But right now, the Indianapolis Colts, who the Niners face this year.
I had no idea.
Danny Dimes, Indiana Jones.
Where's that game at? Is that game in Indy?
It's in Indy.
How about this? The Texans are 0-3 right now. They don't look good at all. But you know what? How many points did they give up to Jacksonville? 13?
Yeah, like nothing.
How much did they give up to the Rams?
Still not a lot of points.
How much did they give up to the Rams opening week? 14. Yeah. They lost 14-9.
Under 20.
You saw how they lost on Monday Night Football to Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
Don't sleep on that game. That defense is still legit. That defense is nasty. So that's going to be an early morning game where people are like, oh, the Texans aren't doing.
The crowning of quarterbacks too prematurely.
Well,
you know, CJ Stroud, who we all like, but like, you know, this is why you got to do it year after year after year. You can have an individual amazing season, but like, what truly separates, this is why I find the Lamar rhetoric ridiculous. Lamar's done it for 10 straight years. I mean, he's been one of the greatest football players you've ever seen for 10 years. Like, at some point, like, can we give him a little benefit of the doubt? Simultaneously, Jaden Daniels and C.J. Stroud, these guys that have individual great years, part of what separates these guys is doing it year after year after year.
Correct. Well, and I'll defend C.J. on this. His first two seasons in the NFL, he's won two playoff games in back-to-back seasons. There's something to be said that. So I'm giving him some grace here. Let's see if they could build out of this hole. And all of a sudden, the AFC South not looking too bad with the Jags and Colts right up there. So that's going to be a tough hill to climb.
But, Joe, I think we've learned, like, teams win and lose in the playoffs. Like, you know, Josh Allen, everyone points to his playoff record. I'm like, you think Josh has one of the greatest touchdown interception ratios in playoff history? And like, teams win and lose. You know, like, I don't know. I just, the whole, like, got to win and lose. I don't know. It drives me nuts the older I get.
So, no, well, I just don't watch. I'm looking at all this stuff on my timeline, the Jason McIntyres, the Colin Cowards, and the Nick Wrongs, and I'm just thinking, like, we've got to do better for our future broadcast journalists, our future guys who are going to be in this space to have better conversations. The laziness of, this guy can't win. Josh Allen beat that guy. This guy can't beat. Quarterbacks don't play each other. It's a 53-man roster for a reason. If you're missing your top left tackle and your top left guard, well, guess what? That quarterback's going to look like dog meat that game. I was going to say something else. Because I feel like cursing around here because the dummy, we seriously, first take, they've ruined some of you kids out there. Just look at our text line and our chat line on how they're covering. Oh, he can't beat this team. You dummies. It's not about that.
Well, Patrick Mahomes, I think we can all agree, really good Hall of Fame quarterback, right? Oh, his two Super Bowl losses, what happened?
Got blown out.
What happened in those two Super Bowl losses, though? His offensive line just caved in. He had no chance.
And you know what? Really, in the games that he won, especially the two against the Niners, you could say the defense was the better unit.
There you go.
Chris Jones may have been the best player on the field.
There you go.
But who got the MVP? Because we all love quarterbacks, and you got a good single quarter. Chris Jones dominated both those Super Bowls. Carl Loftus dominated both those Super Bowls. So our conversations in sports, it's just gotten, it's bad. It's remedial stuff, dude. We got to do better out here.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.